Economists and budget analysts warn that election-induced spending is placing a growing strain on public finances. They say this is potentially crowding out critical development priorities and fueling higher borrowing. Julius Mukunda, the executive director of the Civil Society Budget Advocacy Group, points to the surge in election-related expenditure, including large supplementary budget requests coming on top of financing gaps created by the withdrawal of donors. Mukunda urges the Bank of Uganda to maintain a tight monetary policy to keep inflation within the 5% target.
As we usually predict during these elections, there is so much fiscal pressure to spend more in terms of alternative budget and each we call supplementary budget. Already now, I mean, we had 72 trillion, now we have added another 8 trillion, so we are in 80 trillion budget. So there is so much political pressure spending money during this political season. But the important thing is that this financial, we started a new public finance management strategy, which I think is going to help us shape in the way we absorb and manage our resources.
Economist and lecturer Dr. Fred Muhumuza's principal concern remains the rising public debt burden, which he says is consuming an increasing share of domestic revenues, limiting investment in growing, enhancing and social development sectors. He challenges the view held by the government and the IMF that debt is only problematic when used for consumption rather than infrastructure. He argues that transparency alone is insufficient without stronger domestic revenue mobilization and expenditure restraint.
But what are the other issues? High debt levels and fiscal pressures remain, but also trade and aid shocks. The policy recommendations, domestic resource mobilization, and the debt transparency. Now, I don't agree with IMF. It's not about debt transparency. It's about debt reduction. Find the things causing you to borrow and delete them. If Parliament is big, let us close it. If we are spending money on these handouts, can we sort out that? So it's not about transparency. Transparency, I can tell you, by the way, I borrowed more yesterday. That's not a message you want to hear from your friends and spouses. So their subjective discussions shift towards domestic borrowing is a danger to us.